podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Now, on the surface, I thought this was a stupid study. Scientists wanted to figure out why we go crazy for free food at the office.
Burritos. You guys love your free burrito Fridays.
So do, yes.
You know, when Brenda brings in the free burritos,
we run down there.
We can hardly contain ourselves.
Yeah.
So at first I just thought, well, that's a stupid study. But it turns out that it's actually kind of interesting, the whole science of it, about why. And it's because of our evolutionary days, Emily. It goes back to prehistoric days. We have a deep biological instinct to grab food when it's available, because otherwise we might starve. I look around, ain't too many people looking like
I just think it's because we're fat.
There's that. It says another reason number two is we spend our entire lives learning to grab free food that other people offer. Think Halloween, trick-or-treating, right?
Sure.
Pinatas.
Costco samples.
Costco samples. Birthday cake when you go to a party, people are handing out free food. And then the third reason is it's a good bonding experience. I got to disagree with that one. I go down to the kitchen, I get those free burritos, and I haul tail right back here.
We leave immediately so we don't have to talk to anybody.
Someone asked you a question. I'm sorry. I got to get back on here.
My song's almost over. I got to get back to the studio. That's always a good one to use. So, congratulations to sweet little Emily Ann. She's purchasing her first home, and I have been watching this from the sidelines for the last couple of months, cheering you on.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I bought my first house, and so I know the excitement that you're feeling, and you know, it's a good timing for you to do this. You know, to get into a home, and it's another step of growing up, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm big girl Emily now, and you say it's been exciting, which it is now, but
nerve-wracking for you.
For the past 2 months, I've been sick. I've had diarrhea for 8 weeks. It's been a mess. We are under contract with, I call it Dream House, because we found this house, fell in love with it, like love at first sight. And it was something, it came out of the blue. We didn't even know this house was on the market. And it was just like, oh, everything is perfect. We lost it to a cash offer, but you know how I magic. And less than a week later, the cash offer walked. And so we got it.
So the universe wanted you to have this house.
It's meant to be. And the thing about it is that I've known this for a while, and this whole process, actually, and I have neglected to tell you guys, I think maybe you've heard a little bit snippets of it, is that I'm buying this house with my mother, with my ma. And I think, Dom, you were like, oh, well, yeah, maybe she's on the mortgage or co-signing or something, because Emily needs,
she's like a partner on the actual paperwork.
Right. Because this mortgage is me and my mom. However, what I have not told you guys is that we, this entire time, we're looking at houses with walkout basements and large downstairs, because mom and I are going to be living together.
Roomies.
So
pillow fights.
It's going to be a basement apartment for her. We are, you know, converting. We're adding a little kitchen, you know, full bath and everything. And then I'm living upstairs. So kind of like Three's Company, you know, but with a few more cats, I guess.
Right. So, and your boyfriend will be there.
Right. And sweet gentleman caller.
So but three's a crowd.
And my stepdad, old Sonny, and Kramer, and Rex. So anyway.
Oh, yeah, your stepdad.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, my gosh.
But here's the thing. With this house that we have, there's a three-car garage. There's a door straight from the garage. It has its own path. You go down. There's a separate entrance. It's a walkout basement. We're finishing the basement. It's actually unfinished right now. So we're designing it as an apartment.
Well, wait, slow down a second. Let's take this one at a time. You start to rush here. So there's a separate entrance.
There is.
Is there a separate indoor entrance?
Yeah, I can get down there, yeah.
No. I mean for your mom. So if she wants to come in and you say use her separate entrance, if it's snowing and cold outside and everything.
Uh-huh. She just goes in the garage door into the house.
Not, right. She has to go outside to go into the basement?
Right.
She has to walk around the house like a little,
like an apartment, which is what we are.
Or she can just go into the house from the garage and go downstairs.
Or, yeah, she could cut through the
living
room.
Which is what will happen.
No. She's going to have her separate area.
So you've been sharing the walls with her in your townhome for the last several years.
That's very true, yes.
So now you're going to be, instead of sharing walls, you're sharing floors.
Exactly.
Let's get to the important stuff. How are you and Gentleman Caller going to get your freak on with your mom in the basement?
First question that he said.
Is there a vent system in that house?
Yeah.
There is. We're going to have to put in some insulation. Yeah, we're going to have to cover it with pillows. My thing is, we're going to be up in our corner in the bedroom, and then there's a whole floor in between us. And then her, you know, bedroom is going to be in the basement.
Well, what if the mood strikes and you're in the kitchen?
That never happens. I do not live in a Hollywood movie. Okay, ever? It happened once.
That okay, will, that a few glasses of wine in and you're in the family room.
Right.
With the fireplace going.
Well, then we're going to have to say, let's go upstairs.
Oh, man.
It's fine. And, you know, the other thing is where we live now.
What about if your mom is getting her freak on?
Right. And she's in your kitchen.
You're hilarious.
Trespassing.
Well, I'll be upstairs with my stepdad listening, being like, what is she doing down there?
What are you doing with your stepdad?
Who's visiting? Why is mom so loud? So, where we live now, where our bedroom is now in the townhouse and where mom's bedroom is in her townhouse, because we are neighbors, we're closer in proximity now than we will be in this gorgeous new dream house. So it's okay. It's okay.
Well, good for you. It's probably going to take a little while to get used to, maybe. I think so.
And we have a slow transition. Because we have till the end of August at the townhouses, mm-hmm. so we can like move over slow and... you know, redo the basement, and we have no furniture for this big, gorgeous house. So someone who's listening, please get me a furniture endorsement, please.
How did your mom get the basement and
that's
you
my next
and
question.
Your and gentleman caller get two levels upstairs and your mom's poor mom and stepdad's in the basement?
Well, that's what she wanted. She wanted her own little area. She kind of is thinking
about
why
can't
like
her little
cottage.
Area be upstairs in the nice area?
Because she's downsizing. That's what she wanted. Hmm. That like from it wasn't even like a question. It just kind of happened that way, which is fine with
me. Yeah, you got the good end.
Totes okay.
So you guys are on this together. If something, God forbid, should happen and you're not able to make your payment, does your mom evict you from the house?
Yeah, the way we're setting it up is if I don't pay my part of the mortgage, then yeah, I'm responsible for it and she's not. So she probably would, and I don't know, get one of my brothers to move in.
My God,
this is
like
complicated.
A commune going on over here.
You know what? I think that the dual living situation is the trend of the future. Chris was with a K.
What do you mean by the dual living situation?
As far as, you know, there's a property income downstairs, you know, as two families in one sure. house. Mm-hmm. There's a whole new...
It's an HGTV show.
Yeah, it's
it
Airbnb,
really is.
It's Airbnb is what it is.
Yeah, there's a whole new neighborhood being built in Parker with houses specifically for this. And so... I think I'm just trending.
What if
I'm
you have a loud party upstairs and it's really noisy? Is your mom going to be hitting the ceiling with the broom saying to keep it down?
Yeah, I don't think you guys are actually ever going to be able to come over to this new house.
I've never been invited to your old house.
You can help me move so you can see both.
I just sold my truck, darn it. That's too bad. It just wrecked. I just rolled it.
Well, they say the number of 30-somethings moving back in with their parents is on the increase. And
yeah.
You
this
are,
is different.
You're moving back in with your mom.
We are moving in together into a new living
it's
situation.
The same house,
it's the same thing. You're moving in with your mom.
We are having
so
our
you're one
separate
of those
areas
30-somethings.
In one house. Mm.
What happens when you maybe. When one of you wants to sell, one of you wants out and you want to move and you want what's going to happen?
I think mom's going to die there.
Well, there is.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.